which means that there is reasonable cause to believe that they are using it. Regardless of that, it's only reasonable cause. It is certainty.
And ignores the facts of what was going on. It also is unjust to be allowed to define the entire class of practice of their sexual advisory groups on an assumption that this card automatically equates to a criminal conviction.
It's not automatically equates. It isn't about criminal convictions. It's reasonable cause to believe that a person is using that substance. It's all it's about. And if someone were, you know, flying the flag and said, you know, medical marijuana for all, you know, it might be reasonable to think that they were using it.
To what basis are we saying that we're allowed to be comfortable with this? Right? Is this a fundamental crime? Or are we saying in fact it's not? I don't know. I think it's a little bit prejudicial.
I'm curious. Because what we need to do is talk about the future. Do you agree with that? One is there needs to be a standard, certainty standard, and then I think the query that Judge Rayburn was referring to might have to be made on the science of certainty standard. Why isn't that perfectly reasonable? It's perfectly reasonable, but then it's a situation that there will be people who are really not using marijuana. It's a pretty good money determining outcome.
It doesn't even remotely fit with the needs because, again, there's a very long sentence of Christians who are arguing that we set aside our misconceptions. So, as you can ask, what do you think of medical marijuana insurance? It is an elderly woman who has cancer and is young, who inherited a child, but the child is totally unfulfilled.
The question, the question is, that there's a situation to this that if there's a reasonable cause to believe that someone is using an entirely unlawful substance, akin to a firearm. So, in order to determine whether there's reasonable cause, regardless of whether the person's young, old, nice, or not nice, the question is whether there's a rational connection between having registered for the ability to obtain marijuana and gone through that process, and whether there's a rational connection to believe that they eventually use it.
There's exactly that. Is there not a rational distinction? That's false. We've already reached the definition of registration. The definition of alcohol user is someone who's using controlled substance contrary to the prescription of their physician. In this case, these people are using it. I mean,
you are completely ignoring the legislative history behind the federal narcotics laws. Congress made a determination that it listed marijuana under Schedule 1, and then it did what was to recommend the rules. That is the state of federal law, and unless and until Congress makes a different determination and deems marijuana, and understanding there are efforts by your client and others to get Congress to do that, but Congress hasn't done that yet.
But you're making an arcane distinction there. You're saying that because the plain meaning of the word under a doctor's is prescribed by a doctor means that it must be a medicine. That's when they get scheduled for a citizen of the doctor or a user of the prescribed.
We frankly, as false as the evidence suggested to the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to this, but I suppose that clear that the need to revoke the authority of the physician to prescribe any controlled substances if they determine that the doctor was unlawfully prescribing these controlling substances, which by definition cannot be the subject of a legitimate prescription.
But for that matter, the doctor prescribes physical arrest or that he can. And I mean, just 20 years to the word prescribed is under application of a doctor. There is no broad definition of registration of a doctor to be prescribed.
It seems also that controlled substances are not being used in the making of a prior prescription for marijuana, whether federal or
not. This would be clear the direction of a medical physician. These people would be, if they were using or used as a prescription, running out of time, they don't have any further time for a law enforcement.
No, can you hear me? I can't remember. It's a lot of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.